We're only about a month into the season of spring, but it's feeling quite pleasant. In fact, it's a mild day, and there's some flashes of May or even early June-type weather this afternoon. Temperatures have come up into the 60s and 70s. A few spots have come close to the 80-degree mark this afternoon, so it's a mild day, and there's even a little touch of humidity in the air, certainly not at summer-like levels, but we are seeing dew point temperatures that have moved up into the 50s to near 60 in spots today. And if you recall, the dew point is a way to represent how humid it feels. And when dew point temperatures close in on that 60-degree mark, you do start to notice some mugginess. Now, with all of this, we've had a couple of scattered showers around from time to time, and as we go through the next few hours, there is the opportunity for a passing shower and possibly even a thunderstorm in a few spots. It's all being driven by a cold front that will move across our area tonight, so showers, maybe a thunderstorm, will be likely through the first half of the night, and still some showers may linger as we move past midnight. Moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will push its way off to the east. Clouds will linger, especially early, but as we move through the day, the clouds will break up. There could even be a leftover shower across the far south, but otherwise we're looking at a quiet day with increasing sunshine. It will not be as warm as today, but it's still going to be a pleasant day across the area with temperatures that move up into the 50s and 60s. Moving into tomorrow night, we'll have high pressure settle in. Temperatures will near the freezing mark in many spots. And moving into the day on Sunday, we'll have high pressure in control. We're looking for bright skies and temperatures that will be up in the 50s to near 60 degrees, which is basically on target for this time of year. Then early next week, it looks like a front will set up right across the northeast, and that could result in quite a range in temperature with some chilly air close to the Canadian border and warmer temperatures closer to New York City. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, otherwise mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, otherwise mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, then becoming partly to mostly sunny and cooler, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low 45 to 50. And for tomorrow, some morning clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, cooler, with highs around 60. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 50s to around 60. Then on Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, highs in the 40s and 50s north, near 60 in the capital region, and in the 60s to around 70 south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.